This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tom McNeil. The Biden administration Friday escalated dire warnings of a possibly imminent Russian invasion of Ukraine, saying it could happen at any moment, even as emergency diplomatic efforts continue. Adding to the sense of crisis, the Pentagon ordered an additional 3,000 U.S. troops to Poland to reassure allies. As diplomatic options for averting war in Ukraine appeared to be narrow, the White House said that President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin would discuss the crisis by phone Saturday. Biden has said the U.S. military will not enter a war in Ukraine, but he has promised severe economic sanctions against Moscow in concert with the international allies. Timing of possible Russian military action remains a key question. The U.S. picked up intelligence that Russia is looking at Wednesday as a target date, according to a U.S. official familiar with those findings. The U.S. says that it will open an embassy in the Solomon Islands, which lays out in an unusually blunt term a plan to increase its influence in the South Pacific nation before China becomes strongly embedded. The reasoning was explained in a State Department notification to Congress that was obtained by the Associated Press. It comes as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is touring the Pacific, meeting diplomats from Japan, South Korea, Australia, Fiji, and other nations. The embassy announcement fits with a new Biden administration strategy for the Indo-Pacific that emphasizes building partnerships with allies in the region as a way to counter China's growing influence and ambitions. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hours after a Canadian judge ordered protesters at the Ambassador Bridge over the U.S.-Canadian border to end the five-day-old blockade, dozens of protesters remained. The blockade has disrupted the flow of goods between the two countries and forced the auto industry on both sides to roll back production. It is not immediately clear when the law enforcement officers will be sent to remove the demonstrators who parked their pickups and other vehicles in a protest against the country's COVID-19 restrictions and an outpouring of fury toward Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his Liberal government. The highest-ranking UN official to visit Ethiopia since war began in the Tigray region in 2020 says that she thinks Tigrayan fighters are hopeful of ending the conflict, and she senses that top government officials are not just more hopeful, but making a greater effort to find peace. But Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohamed added Friday that the most important thing now is how to put pressure on the momentum for peace and not have it unravel, which it could. She said it's very fragile. She also added the conflict is horrendous and peace really is indispensable. U.S. regulators have put the brakes on their push to speed Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to children under five. Friday's move means another months-long delay for the shots. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration had urged Pfizer to apply before its study was even finished on whether the youngsters needed two shots or three. The agency cited the toll the Omicron variant has taken on children, but Friday the FDA reversed course and said it needed to see how well three shots worked. Pfizer said in a statement that it expected that data by early April. Panama on Friday stepped up security along its jungle border with Colombia in an effort to detect irregular migration movements and members of criminal groups. The security minister, Juan Pino, said that the operation would focus on four strategic points of the Darien region. It aims to prevent drug trafficking, human trafficking, and environmental crimes, according to Pino. The campaign's announcement comes amid a surge in the number of migrants who are entering the Central American nation via the Darien Gap. And a former U.S. Air Force sergeant with alleged ties to the Boogaloo movement has pled guilty to the 2020 fatal shooting of a federal security officer in San Francisco Bay. Steve Carrillo pled guilty Friday to a federal murder charge in that killing of David Patrick Underwood.